up above Alpharetta and made the mistake of taking the tag off, I mean, his collar off of it. And it wasn't 3 months till somebody called me from about 2 miles above Alpharetta. Mr. I said, your dog was up here. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you got a short-haired German Shepherd? I said, no, sir. Well, it's got your collar on. I said, oh, Lord. I ain't got and took that collar off of that dog yet. And then I called him, and Ray's came about it, and he said he'd take the collar off, and I got two or three more calls about that. But it wasn't mine. But then as Roswell began to grow, I was trying to think. We had the W.R. Reeves grocery store, and then Howard had a grocery store. But then W.R. Reeves built where Peachtree Salvage is. That building was built for W.R. Reeves' store. That was the first store. Like now, Jim out there where the Roswell Fire Department is, that was a big high bank there, and we graded that down. L.M. was in the grading business, and my brother and I was in the grading business. And in those days, the only thing he had was bulldozers and dump trucks. Didn't have front-end loaders. So Morton had to move that whole hill there, and the way we did that, we dug a hole in the bank, back a truck, and then we'd take a bulldozer and push the dirt up here and push it on the truck.
Oh, wow.
You didn't put it on there with a shovel. And all that, where that fire station is, that was 6 or 8 feet of dirt, was all moved by pushing it up on the hill and pushing it on the truck. And then that Wright Chevrolet was that, and W.R. Reeves. And then Sandy Springs had begun to build a little bit down there. And then Roswell, we got a supermarket. And we've had Big Apple and Big Star and Colonial and Winn-Dixie and Kroger's and all of them, but first big project was probably the Fraser Street apartments. MacFarlane Boys from Alpharetta did those. That was, I think that's about the first houses began to go up all around, like your first development was out Maxwell Road, and Gene and Max did all that. They'd build a house and buy somebody to buy it and get a loan, and whatever the loan was would pay for the house, and they'd take a second mortgage on the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And then later on, other guys like my brother, and then later on Charles and that bunch built, and then hired T.T. did, you know, just gradually grew, and then we got a Kmart was the first supermarket that came in, I mean, superstore. And we had the squiggly roof, what they used to call that thing. It was like Walmart and Kmart, but it was a squiggly roof on it. What was that store called? Zares. We had a Zares where Target was, and now where Value City is. That was originally a Zares and a Colonial store there. And then went from that to Target and all that other stuff. Now, where that is, though, where all that property was the Powell property, that was a dairy right there.
So now, have all these superstores, have they put all the other people that own their own stores out of business?
Oh, some of them. I know you still got a lot of little stores, and you got the little convenience store.
Mm-hmm.